I'm not going to introduce much to you because few of the students, not student, they know Ben Abanat. This is Ben Abanat's father. If some of you remember Ben Abanat, the quiet, timid boy, very creative in art. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you. I know my friend Agus have prepared his heart to share from his heart and share in faith. So I pray for us listening. Whatever crisis or chaotic time, we will find and hear your word in faith. And in faith, we believe that you have overcome the world. In faith, we say, let not our heart be troubled, but we focus on Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one that also gives us perfect peace. So bless Agus, let him enjoy himself, and help him not to tell too many jokes, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
He's my friend, it's all right.
I think Tosang really brave man to asking me to share with you guys. My name is Agus Abanat. I come from West Timor, and God calling me 1981. Through AWEM, I do my DTS training in West Java, and since then I know my calling to serve the Lord, especially to reach the unreached people group. And I don't really interesting to do with Christian people.
Christian.
You need to, yeah, 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 yeah.
So we're thankful that you're here with us today.
Yeah, and I'll be here to invite you to be a partner with me.
Oh, yeah. Come on, a bit with you.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. And I really bless and feel privileged and feel honored from you as a pastor and Tosang and all of you guys. And thank you for this special opportunity. And I know that a few people come to Lombok, and I remember you, Holly, come to do something, but I don't meet you in that time. And Claire come with a bunch of people and live in a small house, and we have a problem at night. Toilet just broke up, so. Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah, good fun. Anyway, last week, Maria shared about encourage, so we need to encourage one another. And you guys look fantastic. You like our Father in heaven, his face in you. That our Father, we like him. And I think that the word encouragement is amazing. We need to encourage one another. And Tosang and Maria asking me to share about living by faith. And I'm not a good preacher. I like to share my journey about faith, how we live by faith, trusting the Lord, not fear at all, because we know our God is awesome God. Our God is create the universe, and he created us. And he with us, always. Sometimes even we don't feel that God with us, but he always with us. And that's amazing. That's our God. He's really awesome God and really love us. We are really special in his eyes. And he really care about you and myself. And We're talking about faith. You guys realize that scripture from the Bible is in Hebrew. Hebrew 11. And Hebrew 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So if we're talking about faith, we need to think and believe that something that we cannot see or we don't see. If we see something, that's not faith. Faith is we not see things according to the Bible. And what does faith mean according to the Bible? The closest that the Bible came to offering an exact definition is Hebrew 11, that what just we read. And from that particular passage, Jesus said that future of faith is confidence or trust. So we have to have the confidence in us or trust that God's word is a God himself. We have to fully trust that God himself is the word that we read. And people say that faith is belief in something. And we believe that God is alive. God created the universe. God created everything for us. And we have to believe it. We have to put our trust in God. And we put our trust in God. And the Bible said, object of faith is God and his promises. All the promise from God, we have to hold on. Whatever. We don't need to have a doubt about things, but we have to put our trust in God. God provide, God promise, and he with us all the time. God promised that he will answer our prayer. God promised that he will heal us when we seek, and God promised that he will fulfill all what we need. That promise that we have to hang on to it. No doubt at all. No fear at all. Because he promised and he will fulfill his promise to us as his child, his son and daughter. The reason we put our trust in the Lord, because we trust the word through Bible. I'd like to share a little bit my journey since God really called us as a family to go to Lombok. Lombok is about 5.5 million people now. In that time, about 3.5 million. 1996, God called us to go there. And we only know we go to Lombok to reach the unreached people group. Name is Sasak. No detail at all from the Lord. After we get there, we join with a local church. And one of my friends from local church invited me to go to North Lombok. That's Sasak, and we go to one particular village called Kampung Baru. Direct translation is New Village. And I thought, wow, Kampung Baru. And I meet with people in Kampung Baru, and I see that village, and that village breaking my heart. Really, really poor in all aspects. And in the time we starting to pray about that village, about 6 months, and God gave us the word from Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, as for the nation I will give you as inheritance. And that word inheritance highlight for us, and we are waiting until 6 months after we get the word and we starting to work in that particular village called Kampung Baru. And get to know the village there, head village and everybody, and spend time with them a lot and asking them what you want if you, in your life, what things that you like to dream about. Two things that they like to dream about is education and clean water. And I thought, wow, this is big stuff to work on it. And we are talking about it, pray about it, and we're starting about with informal kindergarten under coconut or chestnut tree. We talk with the kids and get to know leaders up there. So we're starting doing things with the village. And absolutely no detail from the Lord. We just step in, God, this is village that you give it to us. And we're starting come every week, stay one or two nights up in the village to get to know them better. So after 8 months, one family become a Christian. And they accept us, we accept them, and we're starting to talk about Jesus with them. And God starting to do things bit by bit. Education, yeah, informal education with through kindergarten, because they really need it. And in that time, in the secondary school, only three people. A second level school, only three people. They drop out of school when they're grade three because far to walk through the mountain. And we're starting to talk and talk. We said to them, to their parents, that the education is the key. If you have education, you have key. You can open the door anywhere you go. So education, we highlight, really important. And pray for them, encourage them to go to school. Since there, the parents open up their mind and they work together with us. And we teach them a lot. And we one of the girl come to our house. We adopt her, come to our house, and send her to school and send her to university too. And she already been graduated. So from that time, God led us to do bit by bit. And God really work. And in education until today, from that village, about 45 kids been graduated from university, and two of them become a master. And no school in the village, now we have elementary school. No water, now we have water. No toilet, now we have toilet. No electricity, now we have electricity. So every single houses, they have the electricity, they have water, they have toilet. So the health getting better, education getting better, economic getting better, and now they have a school in the village. No road, we create a road, and now car have access to the village. And top of that, few people become a believer, and from that village, for young people, get involved in the Bible translation in their own language. So now we have New Testament in Bible application, so they can read the Bible in their own language. In 28 years, God transformed the village from nothing to something. And I'm waiting for to see 725 people in that village stand before the Lamb of God to worship Jesus. So I'd like to invite you to be a partner with me to keep praying for this particular village with 170 family, 725 people. We praying that they can come to Jesus in his time. So we're talking about faith. We have to believe that God will work through us to fulfill his word, to fulfill his promises to us. We don't need to worry about things because we have God that created the universe. God that speak to us. God that promised through the word, and that promise will be fulfilled in his time to every one of us. So I believe if we living by faith, we see things, we have the good relationship with the word of God. We start with God. We start with the word of God. And we hang on to the word of God. And God will lead us and help us to fulfill, to live in abundantly according to his richness. Lots of experience in my life that God provide. 2018, we have a huge earthquake in Lombok, in North and East Lombok, and about 2,000 people been killed, 1,000 houses been destroyed. In the village that carry you come, 100% in the ground. And government grant about $5,000 to each family, include myself. I can able just to do the one of retaining wall because my location is slope, so I need a lot of money to do retaining wall. And in that time, I thought somebody need that money more than me, so I pass my money to someone that in the village. This person become a Christian. And she's a Buddhist teacher, and he work in another island, and she meet with Jesus. And she come back to her village, and her parents know that she become a Christian, and they kick her out from the village. And in that time, we find a job for her, because she already become a Christian, we find a job in the city, that group to translate the Bible. So she's the one that involved in the Bible translation for her own language up north. So she become a Christian, work in the Bible translation. And in that time, she keep hang on to her faith, even she have to kick out from her own village. Now, God do the reconciliation, her and the parents, and they accept her as a Christian now. So God work through all the situation to bring glory to our Father. And God provide all the things. I have to work really hard in that time, 2018. Hire heavy equipment, God provide the money, and I do about digging the trench to do the drainage, about 280 meters. That's lots of money involved in that time, about $28,000 I needed. I start with nothing in that time, but I know that this is community need help. So just crazy me, and I start. And starting to how to do this job. I'm not engineering. And I need all the concrete tube. And I went to a company in the city to find out it's costly, about $100 each. And I need about $28,000 in that time. And I went to a warehouse how to create a tube with the reinforcement and stuff. I said, oh, I can do this. So I do it by myself and cost less. And God provided money. When we started to dig the trench manually, no equipment, and suddenly one woman from Jakarta flew to Lombok, hired a car from the airport, drive the car to the village with money, about $7,000 Australia. And we surprised everybody, wow, $7,000. And I don't want to lose the opportunity, stood up in the crowd and preached that God provides for his people. This is how God's work. I take this step by faith, trusting the Lord 100%. I don't communicate with anyone about things that I'm waking up there. God provides. And at the same time, after I received $7,000, at the same time, big truck drive up in the village with 170 bags of cement to do their work up there. I don't know these people. God lead them. So this is our God. If we really put our faith in him, and he will provide things that we need. So why we have to afraid? Why we have to doubt about God's provision? Why we have to think about things that we don't have to think about it? We just trust, do our best, and God will do the rest. This is how God's work. Sometimes we do ahead God and we put God behind us. We thought we can do better than God. I learned from my experience. About when it's COVID time, I was in Australia. I can't go back to Indonesia at that time. And I work as a gardener and painting. And in that time, my car is just worn out. I have to spend about $4,000 to fix the car. And my mechanic said, no, what's it? So I already put aside my money, about $8,000, to go back to Indonesia to work in a mission field. And in that time, forced me to buy the new car because I have to work. And I emptied my saving account. And no money at all. One day I do some gardening, and they pay me about $100. And my tools is broken. I have to replace my tools. I went to Bunnings with $100 cash, choose the good quality tools, cost about $125. I have $100. And in my head said, you have $100. If you buy the good quality tools, you have to pay extra. So I choose the lower quality, about $80. But in my heart, oh, tomorrow it's broken again, so you have to spend money again. So my head and my heart is starting to fight like that. And in the end, I choose good quality. So you know that in the time, distance, right? With one another. I queue in the counter, and people queue in the back about 10 meters behind me. When I, one person and after me, when I will give these tools, one person about 10 meters said, I pay for you. Said, what? Sure? I pay for, I don't know this person. I pay for you. I said, wow. It's in Bunnings. Let's go to Bunnings together. Free tools. And people like working the account, they said, let him pay. And I said, are you sure? Yes, I pay for you. They're stranger. God always work like that, right? So he came to pay. And after that, I would like to give the receipt to him. He said, that's yours. So I went to my car, bursting to tears. Thank God. I still have the $100 in my hand. Thank God about it. God provide. It's amazing. And a couple of weeks ago, one of our elder people from our church asking me to do odd job, only half an hour, and I'm not expecting money. I went and do the job. Finished, I said, I'm going home. And they said, okay, I give you $150. And I said, I don't need it. I said, put it for your work in Lombok. And how much you charge, put for tax purpose, and the rest yours. I said, okay, thank you. I went to a food court in Marine Shopping Center to eat, buy some food to eat in that time. And I forgot my wallet in the table. Walk, just do some window shopping. And I said, something missing. And my wallet. Went back to the table, no wallet. And one lady said, the food store that I buy the food, said, do you guys see my wallet? And they said, yeah. We pick it up in the table, and we already give to the security down there. So I went and get my wallet and just walk quick. Thank God. My license, my bank card still there. Open again my wallet, no money. And I thought, okay, God bless that person. That I think she needs my money. You know what? Meet with one person from church, and that person said to me, Agus, one person give $1,500 for you. I said, what? I just lost about $150 or $200 and got replaced about $1,500. I said, it's really God? So this is living by faith. I just pure 100% trust in the Lord. No safety net. 100%. Yes, we are Christian and we trust the Lord, but we have safety net. You can work out that thing with the Lord. But this is what God led me to, 100% relying on God's word. He will provide. And in Lombok, after 2018, I worked really hard for the 725 people up there, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, only for them. Show them that I care. I love them. Love is active, not passive. We have to do something to express that we care for people, particularly people that I like. God sent me there to reach them with the gospel. And God lead me with people in there, bring people to talk, to introduce Jesus to them. And I know that God will continue to work in the village, and I will give myself 100% for the village to see God's kingdom being established in there. so that believing God, living by faith, yeah, and trusting that He can do what He can do, He like to do, to bring people back. Every single person in this world needs to know Jesus. So would you please pray for the Sasak people, particularly in that village called Kampung Baru. Join with me, partner with me in prayer so we can see them become a believer. So you're trusting the Lord, really 100%. Trust the word. Don't doubt at all. Do your part and leave the rest for God. He's in charge and He's control. All things in your life. I will go back on 3rd of July to continue work in the kampung. So if you like to holiday in Lombok or Bali, come across to Lombok to see me for one day. See what God doing among the people group up there. So you can see. I'd like to be partner with you. Thank you.
He's so serious today, but it's good. He's normally he's my laughing partner. When you see Agus laugh, it's like the whole world lights up. Hey, can you pray for us? Because the faith you're talking about is it's pretty radical for us, you know. We are very comfortable. So can you pray for us? And then I'll get the worship team to come and sing two songs, and then we just wait on the Lord. So just pray for us, brother.
Father, I cry out to you for your brother and sister in here. Would you please speak to them in a new way, in a fresh way, about the living or trust to you, trust to your word, feel confidence 100% in your word and your promise. Father, please bring revelation to each one of us about what it is living by faith. I ask you to bless this community, Lord. Mm. Bless them abundantly. In your promise. Bless their family. Bless their work. Bless their children. So through them, they will glorify your name. Amen. This name. Amen.
Thank you. So Holly is going to quickly share about the camp. And then, all right, we're going to do that later. So I talked to Agus what we're going to do with these two songs. So these two songs we're going to use to explore where we're at, you know, 100% faith, you know. I haven't reached there, but that's what require. So the Bible say we are called to live by faith and not by sight. And Agus reminds us that faith is basically you don't see it, but you believe, and therefore you begin to see what God promised. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's what Agus keep reminding us. You know, you need to have faith in God, faith in the word. Listen to God's word and believe. And live like that. In Hebrews 11:6, it say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that's a factor that we want to please God. But when we come to Him, we have to believe He exists. He exists as God, our provider. Not only He exists, if we come and seek Him, He will reward us. That's faith. Hebrews 11:8 talks about Abraham getting up going where he did not know where he was going to receive his inheritance. I'm tying it back because each of us have inheritance. As Agus shared again, the promise was Psalm 2:8, the inheritance. So I'm encouraging you, the next two songs is explore where's your faith. Do you need a boost of your faith? Because your faith will bring you to your inheritance. If you haven't seen it yet, it's because you rely too much on your sight and not by your faith. All right? So we're going to spend some time just worshiping, connecting with God, and then see where we go. Okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, that's through this song to remind us of who God is, that we are trusting on, that we are putting our complete faith in, the power that he has, the ability that he has, the capability he has that we're relying on. So if you'd like to stand, we're going to sing That's the Power.